Dr. John Braccio from East Lansing's Regional Psychological Center is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Dr. John, how are you?
Oh, very good. Wonderful day today. Wonderful time of the year and talking to you and just having a good day.
All right. Well, let's talk about an interesting topic, how to deal with difficult people. I have someone that I have had a challenge with, and what's interesting is I haven't personally had a challenge recently, but I have watched this person have very bad interaction with other people. This is the type of person who's very stubborn and bullheaded and who thinks that they are always correct, and I've seen people lose their cool who normally don't do that. How do you deal with somebody like this?
Well, two things. One, if you can, you stay away as much as you can, which apparently you've done. Okay, mm-hmm. that would be step one. I think with people like that, you have to, in your own mind, realize whatever you say isn't going to really get you what you want. Because if a person's antagonistic and likes to argue and always thinks they're right, you're really best not even getting into debates with people like that in argument, because you can't win one. When the person knows everything, anyone who knows everything, you can't really debate. If people like that, I think you try to be cordial as best you can, and you just try not to have them drag you in. And if they do drag you in, you just kind of get into this clarification, well, what do you mean? What's going on? Why do you feel that way? And try not to be drawn into it, because often people that know everything are really very insecure. And what they're really trying to do is draw you into a fight so they can convince you how smart they are, or just kind of try to overwhelm you or have you lose your cool. Just don't do things like that. Easier said than done, but that's really what you have to deal with people like you mentioned.
All right, I wonder if you have a person who is like that, but who is most of the time rational, and someone who maybe would like not to be that way. How do you cure yourself of that?
Well, two things. I mean, if you yourself have the problem, or how do you deal with a person?
Yeah. Okay. Or if you know the person and you'd like to approach them and go, look, you know, you're killing a lot of your relationships here. Let me help you.
I think you can try to do something like that when the person is rational, reasonable, and you're just having a good time together. In a case like that, you can just try to have a discussion, because the person will probably know that they have a spot, you know, a boil point, a hot spot, something that they go over, that they really have to work on that, work on being reasonable. Because when a person does that, you can't have a discussion with them. You can't really deal with them. They just kind of, and I don't even mean so much anger. They're just a know-it-all when they hit that point. So, yeah, you just try to talk to them when they're reasonable and they want to talk. And if they give you that look like, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't like this or something, just off, because you really can't help someone who refuses to help themselves. And everybody may be difficult at times, but there are certain people that we know who they are. You know, these are the bomb exploders, the eggshell people, the people that certain topics kind of get them going, religion, politics, sports, whatever it might be. And one, we're best to stay away from people like that as best we can, or stay out of certain discussions. If we can help them, we can try, but a lot of times people just don't see it, and they may get mad at you for you even suggesting they make a change.
Are these people motivated by trying to bring attention to themselves, or is this something maybe that happened where they were the so-called little brother and just didn't get the attention that they were looking for, or want to prove that they're not the little kid?
Well, I think there's a lot of different reasons. You know, the more people you meet that have this problem, you're going to find the causes are many. Some may have been people that have dominated and controlled people. They intimidate them. So they find the high voice, the arguing, the almost threatening works for them. Others, yeah, have been bullied, kind of picked on over life. So they have learned to fight back. And then long after there's a need for these tactics, they're still using them in their everyday interactions, with others. And there are also some people that just enjoy causing trouble, and they enjoy finding a spot that bothers a person, needle them, and go after them. So there are really many reasons that people behave this way, unfortunately.
How does this affect children who witness this?
I think it can be very negative. They can actually pick up the same strategies themselves. They also can be hurt as they watch this occurring if they identify with the person being hurt, and even worse, as I was saying, you know, if they pick it up, they can become like the person who uses these strategies to control, to be negative, to just fight and argue with people.
What do you do beyond trying to keep the kids out of that environment? Should you have discussions with them?
I do believe that. I believe that it's always good to talk to our children about what's good behavior, what's bad behavior, and talk about when, explain to them when people behave in a certain way and they argue and they're mean-spirited, they go over the top, that really is not what you want. And you try to teach your kids by example what you see. It can be in real life, it can be people you've known in the past, it can be a movie, it can be in the news. And you try to teach them about just being good, civilized behavior, being a good person, being enjoyable, nice to be around, picking your battles, knowing who to argue with, and just at times saying nothing.
All right, it's interesting, Dr. Braccio. It seems like people who do know it all don't brag about it. My father-in-law is one of those guys who know a little bit about everything, but he never talks about it. But if you ask him a question, he's always got an answer for you.
Well, that do you mean in a positive way?
Yeah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, listen, that's the best way. That if you know a lot or you have a lot of information, and that people actually will seek you out and you'll give it. If you give it too freely and if you're often not right, you'll actually get people mad at you or upset.
Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Center in East Lansing. Dr. John, thanks so much for helping us think more clearly.
Always a pleasure, Tony.